Research is starting to show how the overturning of Roe v. Wade affected birth rates in Wisconsin. It's Thursday, January 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Hope Kerwin will have more on a study that found the COVID-19 pandemic caused a spike in premature births. And for the first time in nearly 100 years, there's been a sighting of Wisconsin's only state endangered mammal. Daniel Kading will have those details. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
A new report from the IZA, Institute of Labor Economics, estimates about 1,500 more babies were born in Wisconsin as a direct result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Providers in the state ceased abortion services for more than a year in June of 2022, citing fears that they could be charged under a 19th century law that remains on the books. Study author Caitlin Myers is an economics professor at Middlebury College. She says people with different views will interpret those numbers differently.
Some people will look at 1,500 and say that is 1,500 Wisconsin residents whose reproductive rights were impeded by a lack of access to abortion. Other people will look at that exact same number and say that's 1,500 lives that were saved, depending on their ethical stance.
The study was based on provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Official birth count data is expected to be reported in 2024. A new study of birth records during the pandemic found maternal COVID-19 infections caused a spike in premature births. Hope Kerwin has more on the research from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
UW-Madison sociology professor Jenna Nobles found that the preterm birth rate from 2020 to 2023 was more than 1 percentage point higher than normal. The biggest spike in early births happened in 2020, but Nobles says the rate returned to normal as more people got the COVID-19 vaccine. She says it's an important finding for pregnant people who are considering the vaccine or the latest booster.
It's not just that vaccines are safe and effective in pregnancy, it's also that avoiding vaccines can be very harmful, particularly in the context of emerging infections like COVID.
Like older adults and people who are immunocompromised, Noble says pregnant people are vulnerable to emerging viruses. She hopes the study will help inform how health providers and officials think about their response to future infectious diseases. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Lessons learned from a pilot program that aims to speed up replacement of lead pipes will be expanded to 200 communities nationwide. Now, Wisconsin's largest city may take part. The Department of Natural Resources says it's been helping 10 communities apply for funding, identify lead pipes, and replace them as part of the pilot program. Now, Milwaukee Water Works says the city is applying to take part in the expanded effort. The water's utility superintendent says the city is interested in taking advantage of assistance related to community outreach. Robert Miranda with the Get Out Lead Coalition in Milwaukee says he'd like to see more community education for renters and homeowners.
The city should be providing information on precautionary measures for the community to take to ensure that they are safely removing this toxin from the water until they get their chance to do what they got to do for their homes.
Milwaukee Water Works says around 68,000 lead pipes still need to be replaced. Wisconsin is seeing more lawsuits over PFAS contamination filed by individuals and municipalities. As Rob Benser reports, legal experts say the cases are complex and could take years to resolve.
The city of Wausau filed suit in late November against dozens of companies it claims are responsible for leaking the potentially harmful forever chemicals into the city's water. It's one of thousands of PFAS lawsuits around the country, including many in Wisconsin. Legal experts say the lawsuits are often highly technical. Steph Tai, a UW-Madison associate dean who specializes in environmental law, says many companies feel pressure to settle rather than going to trial.
Usually the closer it gets to a potential trial date, and the more worried companies might get, the more they're going to probably settle for something larger.
Prolonged exposure to PFAS has been linked to increased risks for some cancers and lower fertility. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
forced bathing is taking off in Wisconsin, as a new study from UW-La Crosse suggests the practice could help kids with mental health challenges. A 2019 study of kids between 9 and 14 years old found children with anxiety and depression found relief after just 2 forest bathing sessions. Forest bathing involves a slow, mindful experience in a natural setting. UW-La Crosse Associate Professor Nam Yoon Kil led the study.
There's a significant decrease in their blood pressure, but their energy level increased, concentration level increased, and the levels of the stress decreased.
The findings mirror other positive studies in recent decades of forest bathing. Kil says he's also working on studies that show forest bathing is good for veterans with PTSD and that the practice is even better for health than a brisk hike. And finally, for the first time in recent history, researchers have spotted Wisconsin's only endangered mammal on Lake Superior's Madeline Island. As Danielle Kading reports, it may be the first sighting of the American marten there in roughly 100 years.
Wildlife biologists estimate only around 30 to 80 American martens exist at sites in northern Wisconsin. The furry critters are about the size of a house cat, with chocolate fur and a marbled yellow throat patch. Associate Professor Eric Olson with Northland College says his student research assistant spied a marten in photos captured by trail cameras on Madeline Island.
It's really exciting to think, like, this is, in, at least in contemporary times, this is the first documented evidence of an American marten on Madeline Island.
Martens went extinct in Wisconsin by the 1920s. It's likely they made it to the islands by crossing over the ice, but it's unclear how many exist on Madeline Island. Wildlife biologists say the discovery indicates a positive trend for the species. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. And as always, our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're going to be right back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. So until then, have a great start to January and a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.